We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Punty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations to you and your guys. Your first CA victory in an exciting fashion, 38-37 in overtime at UAlbany. What pleased you with the way your guys played on Saturday?
I think the most important thing that stands out is our guys played together as a team, and they was resilient, and they hung in there, and we was fortunate just to make one more play, you know, more than what Auburn did. So, you know, I was just proud of their consistency all through the game.
Your first question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Good afternoon, Marty.
Good morning, guys.
Marty might have frozen there for a second here. All right, let's see if we can get him back. Go to John O'Connor. We'll go back to Marty. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Coach Prunty, at three games into your CAA lifetime at Hampton, can you give folks an idea of what you've seen and what you've felt from the league so far? Thank you.
Toughness, physical, great coaching, just an all-around good league. I was telling one of my colleagues the other day, I said, you know, this league reminds you, when you look at TV, it reminds you of a poor man SEC league. It's like the SEC. Every week, you got to bring your best. Everybody is just so evenly matched. You don't know what's going to happen. It's like one week, you're right there. The next week, you're a little bit short. It's just a tough league, well-coached league. Just a CAA is everything that was advertised. It's a tough league. I'm not sure if the CAA ain't the best FCS league in the country.
Coach, if I could follow up by asking about this Richmond-Hampton rivalry that's starting now, and obviously William and Mary is coming down the line for you as well, and perhaps if you could revisit the advantages that bring and that brings, and why this was an attractive setup for the Pirates. Thank you.
I mean, first of all, you're talking about a good coach. Russ is an outstanding coach. Always have been. He's going to have those guys ready. They play great on defense. I mean, those you could see from the Villanova game, they get after the quarterback. I mean, them defensive ends pin the heels back, and they're coming at you. Very physical. You know, they get there, and they get there in a hurry. I mean, you can see the linebackers are really good. Number 30 runs the ball, tracks the ball well. The secondary, just a well-coached defense. And then, you know, the thing that gets you is that on offense, they're really good. You know, you go back to the offensive coordinator coming from VMI. I mean, he's very detailed. You got to be very careful with him because he can put up some points really quick on you. He has a great offensive scheme, great offensive mind over there on offense. We got our work cut out for us, and especially they play well on special teams. You can see from the field goals that, guy coming in and how detailed they are as far as special teams go. This is going to be one of our toughest opponent.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
We've talked all year long about you feel like you had three quarterbacks that you can win with, and they all saw time on Saturday, but it was Malcolm there coming in the second half that had a huge impact on the game. Just talk about how he handled not playing really in the first half and what a lift he was able to give you.
Well, you know, Rob, my biggest thing is about being fair, and Sofyan hadn't had a chance to start and being from New York, we wanted to give him a chance because we was looking for a spark at that position. And Sofyan came. He did a good job for us. But at halftime, we just decided let's give Malcolm a shot. And Malcolm was ready. It's all about just, be ready when your turn comes. And Malcolm was ready when his turn comes. He took advantage of it.
Defensively, you guys have been really good against the run all year long. But Albany with Sibley has been one of the better running teams. You were able to slow them down. What were you able to do so well defensively?
You know, our guys were ready for it. You know, we knew how good the running back was. We know that, he was one of the top running backs in the FCS, FCS. We knew what we was up against. I think we got so focused on playing the run and we stopped the run that we forgot about playing the pass. So, it's kind of – we just got to put it all together. But, I thought defense that we played very well. You know, if you look at it overall and then you're up into the two-point play. So, I was happy overall with our defense performance.
Your team is down 14 there going into the fourth quarter on the road. How much toughness, and maybe you already knew it about these guys, but toughness to be able to go on the road and win a tough overtime game like that?
You know, Rob, you don't know. You don't know. You know, you get into it and you see these guys fighting and you want to see them continue to fight. And being down, two touchdowns like that and against a good football team. You know, the thing about this team, Albany, was you go back and look at last year, these guys have lost about six games within 7 to 3 points. And you go look at this year, it's been the same way. And I knew they was going to be gritty. I knew they were going to be tough. And we was just fortunate enough that our guys answered the bell and kept fighting.
You touched a little bit on the challenges of Richmond with Rich Udinski, a team that has thrown it around quite a bit, but also last Saturday was able to get a lot of yardage on the ground. What are some of the challenges that their offense presents for you?
I mean, just the way the quarterback can throw the ball, they got those big receivers. You look at the game against Elon, that game could have went either way. I mean, but then they come back this week and they run the ball over 200 some yards. I mean, they can hurt you. They can hurt you with the pass. They can hurt you with the run. And you get caught up in that. And then you go to the defensive side. That defensive front, especially with those DNs, they get after you. I mean, you got to get that ball out. I mean, these guys, these guys are very physical too. Very cerebral players at linebacker. In the secondary, they're just a well-coached football team. And I'm not surprised with Russ. He's going to have those guys ready. They're going to be well-coached. They're going to play hard the same way they did against Villanova. And they're going to come here, ready to go.
All right. Let's see if we got Marty back. Marty, can you hear us? Do you have a question before the game? Okay, I don't know. Seems to have lost him. Well, Robert, thanks as always for the time this afternoon. And look forward to talking to you next week.
Okay, thank you. You guys take care.
All right, thank you.